Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Oh, yeah. Thankfully. Thank God we have that. Ooh, people are going to be mad today because our video system isn't working. It hasn't been working all day, so there'll be no video of the show today.
Yeah.
All just old fashioned audio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. You know, as many podcasts as I listen to, political podcasts and stuff, I never watch them because I'll be on the move.
Yeah, sure. You
know, all the time. I'll be on the move. And I'm still from that old school mindset of if I'm watching TV, there needs to be acting on it, or at least going back and forth to things like a news program.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or whatever. And I but I don't want to watch a news program for 2 hours.
Ugh, right. Could you imagine?
Yeah, it's got to have some movement. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good way to say it.
Yeah. Got to be a plot.
Yeah.
And twists.
Ooh.
And turns.
Mm-hmm. Spicy.
Roller coaster.
Drama. Explosions. Crime.
Kablooey. Kablooey.
This is some audio that is just wonderful. This is a man who looks like he's late 60s or so, just, you know, warning the peoples, anybody that needs to be warned.
If you're thinking about whooping my ass, picture your family standing over you crying like a mother, then you might change your mind.
Damn.
If you talk about whooping my ass,
I like that.
You think about your family standing over you crying like a mug.
I like that. Because then you're like, okay, I won't mess with him.
Yeah.
And I want my mama sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there are just certain ways to frame things sometimes with your words that hit home that somebody else could have been telling you the same thing, but just the way somebody knows how to word it.
Sure.
I heard one of those one time, where this radio host I was listening to was talking about his dad getting older and how what happened when they needed to take his keys away from him so he couldn't drive anymore. Said that the dad, they tried talking to him and he didn't want to hear any of it. And this guy said, "Dad, do you want to, every morning when you go in to shave, do you want a killer looking back at you?"
Mm.
I mean, you're going to kill somebody out there.
Yeah.
It runs deep, you know. Uh-huh. Something just hits home.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said that he got the point then.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when you're talking about people who are driving drunk or they've been drinking and you try to get them not to drive, all they're thinking about is getting a DWI, DUI.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. I'm just right here.
Right.
They're not thinking, hey, I could kill somebody, some innocent person. Mm-hmm. You know, out there. So you have to put it in perspective.
Sure.
Sure do.
Absolutely.
I'm never good with my words like that. I know that's surprising, guys.
And you know, a joke that I hate is I drive better when I've been drinking.
I hate
that. I mean, even if it were true, then it's a joke that's been done to death.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Again, okay, you're joking, but As a funny person, I'm offended by you're using that old standby, worn out joke on me.
Yeah. Right.
Come up with better material with your drunk ass.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah. Because it's not really something to joke about anyway.
No.
I mean, if you say I'm better at bowling when I'm drunk, yeah, okay, cool. You're bowling. Good point. You know? Yeah. But like.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's true. I feel like I'd be better at bowling when I'm drunk. I don't know why, but.
Let me take a couple shots and I will score a strike, hole in one, whatever you got.
Score a hole in one.
Yeah.
I'll be knocking all them little Well, cones down.
Knock it on a cones.
Yeah, don't even need to put the bumpers up.
Hell no. I haven't been bowling in a minute.
Oh, my kids love it. It's a newfound thing. They just started going. Love it. Now, the bumpers are up, so they're cheating, obviously.
We got a good bowling alley here, bowling center.
Do you?
Over here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. It's probably maybe 3/4 of a mile from where we're sitting right now.
With drinks, food, the whole thing.
Yeah, food's great. We go in there just to eat.
Yeah.
Because they have a sports bar restaurant in it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's called the Wobbly Butt Bar or something like that.
Wobbly Butt. Oh, that's funny.
Uh-huh. Y'all want to have dinner at the Wobbly Butt? Now, I'm wondering, take Jody there for her birthday. The Wobbly Butt.
I wonder if that's a reference to, you know, some sort of a bowling term. Because if the pin is wobbling, so it's, I got a wobbly butt.
I wonder.
It'll fall. Maybe. It'll fall.
It's got to be something.
I don't know, but they have really good food. But, I mean, it's bar food.
So yeah.
They got good pizza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's homemade. It's not frozen or anything. They're in there with the dough.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's delicious.
The wobbly butt. That's funny.
Yeah, but you don't even have to be bowling. You can just go in there. You don't even have to go in where they're bowling at all to get to the place. You just like got an outdoor thing. Entrance.
Oh, that's cool. Do they have like a, what am I trying to say? Games and what are the words?
Like an arcade. Yeah.
So it's kind of a full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
And I hate seeing an arcade when I go in a place.
Mm-hmm.
You hate seeing an arcade?
Yeah.
They're dirty usually.
It's just that. You know, when my kids were little, they'd want to go play all the games, and I don't like it.
Oh, really?
I don't like it.
Maybe because you spend a fortune.
Yeah.
It's hundreds of dollars.
Now, Jody and handsome husband Michael always want to play the arcade games.
They like arcade games even?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like skee ball type?
That or the hot shot thing. And there's a place we go in Kannapolis, North Carolina, that has a giant Pac-Man that is like, it's a giant screen against the wall that's a pack, however that works. So it's bigger than life.
Oh my gosh.
Do they ever get something with their tokens, their tickets?
I don't think this place has that.
Oh, they don't?
Okay. No, but yeah, I'm sure if, we have been places that, that have the tickets. And of course, you know, Michael always wants the most. You know, so he, and I think every time we've been to one of those places, though, we had some cheering with us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, screw you kids. I'm getting a spider ring.
Yeah. I'll take the teddy bear, the far right.
What about whoopee cushion? Y'all got any more in the back?
I picture Jenny being like, I want this. Ma'am, you don't have enough tickets. I'll buy it. Just give me the
Give me all of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't like a loud place unless I'm in the mood for it. You know, if I walk in a casino, that's loud, but I'm going to a casino to be in a casino.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm just chilling on a Saturday, I don't want to walk into chaos.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, chaos is too much for me.
Right.
I don't like a chaotic situation.
Right.
Your sensitive ecosystem.
Yeah.
I like peace.
Peace and quiet.
You know, that's pretty much what my life is now, just trying to find a moment of peace.
Is that right?
Yeah. Is that too much to ask?
No.
No.
Well, maybe in today's world, you know.
Just got to ditch that whole family of yours and you can maybe get it.
Well, you know, the Lord doesn't want us to be around somebody who takes our peace.
That's true.
You know, so I just say, hey, y'all leave me at home or sitting out here while y'all go into the arcade because the Lord doesn't want me in there around y'all because y'all are trying to take my peace.
That's right.
Yeah, bring God into it. That's always a winning strategy.
Yeah. And everyone's like, ooh, okay.
Ooh, it's surreal.
Yeah. So the Lord wants me to sit up here at this bar while y'all go down there and bring back up another beer for me.
Yeah.
He wants me to sit at the wobbly butt.
The Lord wants me to sit here and watch this baseball game.
Yeah.
on TV while y'all are down there.
Sure.
I'm watching the Braves.
More Extra Funny next.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Well, all you millennials, the Gen Z is talking crap about y'all again.
Uh-oh.
The Zoomers talking crap about the millennials. And all this is just how trends change and stuff like that.
Sure.
So it's things that the Gen Z wishes the millennials would stop doing.
Okay.
I don't even know what this one means. We don't care about how you dress. We don't care about your trends. Not in any way, but we just genuinely do not care. Is that like if you're doing outfit of the day or something like that, maybe?
Maybe.
Is that a millennial thing?
I mean, I guess it was. I don't...
Let's see. In my opinion, the way a lot of millennials parent their kids is very lazy, especially with lack of discipline and unlimited device usage at a young age.
Gen Z is saying that?
About millennials, yeah.
What the hell they know I'm about
shocked.
Parents?
I'm kind of shocked about that, yeah.
Now, this one, the Gen Z got from me. Stop the pet worship. Like, sure, pets are nice, but a lot of millennials seem to think they're exactly the same as human children.
See, that's a lie, because Gen Z is worse than millennials on that.
You
I mean,
think?
It absolutely. Mm. You see these young people just...
They're definitely going to continue the trend, I think, of the pet, you know, super into their pets. But, I mean, it's a fair criticism.
You know,
treating it like a kid is...
Well, overboard.
And then last night I was watching the Pittsburgh Pirates playing against the St. Louis Cardinals. And I was watching the local Pittsburgh broadcast because it was their home game. And they were doing, what do they call it, pup night or something. And they said one of our pup nights of the season. So they must do it a lot of times you bring your take your dog with you.
Yeah.
It was in the 30s. The temperature during this game was in the 30s. And all these people taking their dogs to the ballpark with them. And they would get shots of them standing around the heaters and stuff underneath the awning and all that. It was like.
Dogs are like, dude, why am I out here?
It's freezing.
Yeah, the dogs
tired.
Don't want to be out there.
Hell no.
It's Pittsburgh. Just take me home.
Yeah. But it was a clear case of what I talk about all the time, where a lot of these pet people use their pets to get attention to themselves. And that was what it's like. They had dressed them up in pirate blankets and all of this kind of stuff. And you could tell none of the dogs that they showed with their owners wanted to be there. None of them was happy.
Right.
And the owners that they showed look like they just want attention. You know, they look like they don't get enough attention. But then again, that could just be that people from Pittsburgh in general are not attractive.
Could be. And they want someone to say, oh, my God, your dog is so cute.
Right. It's a connection. That's the only way they're going to be involved with something that closely that gets complimented on the way it looks.
Because
they're ugly.
Ugly. You're just ugly.
I said my dog is cute. That's just like saying that I'm cute.
Yeah. Owners and dogs look alike.
Okay. They're, millennials are way too obsessed with how great their 90s childhood was.
Well, that's
sometimes
true.
To the point of refusing to move on with their lives and be a functioning adult. But I think every generation looks back and talks about how great things used to be.
Well, you know, because when they used young. To be great.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, mm-hmm. your childhood was better. Our childhood was better than now. I mean,
but in 20 years, your kids will think the same thing. I think it was what he's saying. Like every generation will look back fondly.
Yeah, no, like, but I'm
parts
saying
parts of their childhood. And all.
I'm saying we definitively can say they've made our life suck.
Yeah, your childhood was actually things were actually better then.
Yeah.
Before the Gen Z messed it up.
Right.
Okay. The overly curated Instagram feeds and the obsession with avocado toast. I think that's kind of died down, hasn't it, the avocado toast thing?
Yeah, I think significantly. But
stop saying, we did a thing. You know, we did a thing.
Yeah,
it's just a trend.
That's corny for any age, don't
they?
Yeah.
We need millennials to stop acting like a Disney character on social media or kissing the Magic Kingdom ground. Okay. I guess it's talking about being obsessed with Disney.
Well, yeah.
Let's see. The Jim and Pam style relationships, they love broadcasting. Millennials love telling you they fart in front of their girlfriend of 11 years.
Oh, dear. Jim would never fart in front of Pam. I don't get the correlation there. Yeah. He doesn't seem like the type.
I love telling millennials, though, that I hated Pam and Jim.
Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah, I thought they were so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I do wish Jim would have stayed with Rashida Jones on The Office because she was hotter.
Would you say less annoying, maybe?
Yeah, I would. Because Pam was so annoying, almost as annoying as Jim.
How dare you?
They also said they need to stop idolizing Harry Potter. Millennials need to stop idolizing Harry Potter. And I have to agree with them on that one.
Sure.
That's probably true. There's a level of obsession there that is maybe unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to have obsessions too. You know, it's just easy for them to say, you know.
It's the natural order of things to pick on the generation, you know, right above you.
Because I never have, ever. Now, I'm making fun of Gen Z because they're stupid. But.
You never made fun of Gen X, my generation?
Never. Mm-hmm. I was closer mentally to your, and I'm not saying intellectually, but just I do old people things, as we know, mm-hmm. to your age than to Gen Z.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. But you wouldn't have taken Teddy to a baseball game, your dog, in 30 degree weather?
No, I didn't even take him to a dog park ever. Oh, sorry, Ted. I just didn't. I didn't take him anywhere. Hang.
It stinks. It's awful.
He's like middle finger down from him. Yeah.
I think I need to go to a dog park one day and just observe.
Yeah.
Chaos. I never go. Ever.
What about a beer bar dog park?
Yeah. There's one of those close to where my daughter lives in Nashville, and she goes over there just to drink beer and watch the dog. She loves dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to watch the people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you realize that a dog park is just like a UFC octagon with like 8 pit bulls in it. You're just like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, and they're all, none of them are leashed. You're like, oh my God, everything's a pit bull. And I'm stuck in here in this chain link fence.
Yeah.
Anything could happen.
Yeah.
And that's what I was thinking. I mean, you know, Lindsay, when your kids are little and you're somewhere and there's a playground, they always want to go on that playground or mm-hmm. whenever they're gone to a big event, like, you know, say something at the church or whatnot, and they've got a bounce house in there. You always worry about some kid in there hurting them or doing something. Same with a playground. His kids will push each other out of the way. Mm-hmm. And all that. I bet if you got a dog and you let it loose in a dog park with all those other ones, you're probably on edge the entire time.
so many dog attacks like happen in the dog park. Yeah. Like not dogs on people, but dogs on other dogs.
How mm-hmm. could you relax and have fun? It's not fun.
That's what I'm thinking though. That's what I talk about in all of these situations where people feel like they have to take their dogs.
Right.
Those people could not even enjoy the game last night because they had to worry about their dogs.
Yep.
Why would you spend all that money to go to a major league game and then have to be, you know, on edge all the time having to worry about your dog?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm pushing it, taking my kids to a game like that.
Yeah. A lot of people won't take infants
right.
to baseball games. You know, if they can get a babysitter, they shouldn't. I don't even know that infants should be at a baseball game, a major league baseball game.
Right.
You get hit in the head.
Yeah, maybe. Well,
but if you want to look at your dog as a child, it's like having an infant.
Yep.
I want to know where they're all pooping and peeing. Because it's got to be happening in the
field. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. Where are they pooping and peeing, all these dogs?
They get. Mm-hmm. I guess they pick it up if it's on the, what do you call that?
The concourse? Or
concourse. Yeah.
But if they're peeing on stuff, it's like, I don't know, man. I'm sure there's a way they handle it, but.
I bet they have an area. Because it happens so often, people taking their dogs to the baseball games. And they have pup nights or whatever.
But you can't trust those dogs to use that area.
Yeah. And the TV broadcast was constantly pulling away from the game, showing dogs in the stands.
It's like, I don't want to see that.
And there were only, let's see, a couple of thousand people there to begin with because it's freezing.
Yeah.
And Paul Skeens was pitching. The only reason I was watching it, which he had the worst night of his career last night.
Because of them dogs.
Because of those damn dogs. If people aren't coming out for it, why? Because the people were all bundled up and they had their dogs. They're having to hold their dogs close to them. And all.
Couldn't have paid me.
If you want attention, and go figure out some other way to get attention to yourself. Right. That's not annoying other people, of course.
Yeah. It doesn't include your precious dog that doesn't want to be there.
Yeah. You know, every one of those dogs is like, I was so comfortable at home in my dog bed with the heat.
Yeah, my food, and get me out of here.
And my unattractive owner had to drag me out here.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is new radio? New radio. New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.